This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, August 21st, AD 2019. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldView.com. I'm Adam McManus. A pastor in southwest Mexico was shot and killed during a church service on Sunday amid ongoing targeting of faith leaders by criminal gangs, reports the Christian Post. According to Christian Solidarity Worldwide, Pastor Alfredo Canseco was preaching from the pulpit of the Fraternidad Cristiana Church in the Oaxaca state when he was shot at point-blank range. Canseco died while he was being transported to a local hospital. His attacker was arrested after congregants prevented his escape. His murder comes on the heels of a recent series of attacks that have targeted religious leaders in the region. Christian Solidarity Worldwide warns that the expansion of criminal groups in Mexico, as well as a, quote, climate of impunity, end quote, when it comes to crimes they commit, has led to an increase in violence against Protestant and Catholic leaders because they are viewed as a threat to criminal groups. 10 religious leaders were killed in Mexico in 2018. The people of Mexico are hurting. Psalm 34, verse 18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted." President Donald Trump criticized Fox News Channel's network's polling, which shows him trailing every major Democratic candidate in hypothetical head-to-head matchups.
Fox is a lot different than it used to be, I can tell you that. Fox has changed, and my worst polls have always been from Fox. There's something going on at Fox, I'll tell you right now, and I'm not happy with it.
Toward the end of his Fox News show on Monday evening, special report anchor Brett Baer said this.
Well, Fox has not changed. We have a news side and an opinion side. The opinion folks express their opinions. We do polls. Our latest poll had the Democratic candidates head-to-head, several of them ahead of President Trump. Mr. President, we've invited you on special report many times. You've talked to George Stephanopoulos and Chuck Todd. Come on back. Me, Chris Wallace, the news side, cover it fair, balanced, and unafraid.
On Monday, Planned Parenthood was willing to part with $60 million of Title X taxpayer money rather than stop referring mothers for abortions when they're talking about family planning, reports LifeNews.com. Title X, which was enacted during the Nixon administration in 1970, grants up to $286 million per year to healthcare clinics nationwide to provide things such as contraceptives, cancer screenings, STD testing, and other healthcare services to low-income patients. Serving about 40% of Title X patients, Planned Parenthood clinics were the largest provider of Title X care in the country. Pro-life leaders have cheered the new Health and Human Services rule, which redirects Title X funds to pro-life family planning centers that do not perform abortions. Actress Alyssa Milano, the former star of Charmed and Who's the Boss, has been one of the most outspoken Hollywood celebrities on behalf of abortion, and now we know why. She's had two abortions herself, reports Yahoo Entertainment. In a recent episode of her podcast, Sorry, Not Sorry, she explained. Listen.
In 1993, I had two abortions. I had a career and a future and potential. I knew at that time I was not equipped to be a mother. And so I chose to have an abortion. And it was absolutely the right choice for me. It was not an easy choice. It was not something I wanted, but it was something that I needed. I refuse to allow anyone else's morality to force me into a life of premarital celibacy. And so I continued to enjoy a sexual relationship with the man I loved. They tell you the pill is 99% effective at preventing pregnancies, and yet, a few months later, I found out I was pregnant again. So I had done what I knew to do to prevent pregnancy, and was still pregnant. So once again, I made the right decision to end that pregnancy. If I never had my abortions, I would not have my children, my beautiful, perfect, loving, kind, and inquisitive children who have a mother who was so very, very ready for them. I would not have my career. My life would be completely lacking all its great joys. I would never have been free to be myself.
Trey Phillips, editor at FaithWire.com, writes that Alyssa Milano's life would look much different from the world she's created for herself today if she had not chosen to terminate her pregnancies. But that does not equate to a life absent of great joys. According to the Bible, children should increase our joy, not steal it. Psalm 127 verses 3 through 5 declares, "Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them." And finally, Oprah Winfrey was recently asked why deadly shootings like the ones in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, occur in the first place. And her answer hit the nail on the head, reports FaithWire.com.
I think what people are missing is a core moral center. Churches used to do that. It was a central place you could come to. And there was a core center of values about a way of living and a way of being in the world.
While Oprah's spirituality is one of her own construction, she was right to point people to the church and ultimately to the Bible, which contains the truth that would provide the very core center of values to which she referred. Even a broken clock is right twice a day. Pray that Oprah comes to faith in Christ. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, August 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.